The very first. Curious stories of first-time events and the stories behind them. Today's episode, Presidential Trivia. Do you know which U.S. president had to borrow money to travel to his own inauguration? Well, it was none other than the father of our country, George Washington. Having taken time away from his agribusiness to lead the colonial troops through the Revolution, Washington was in financially shaky shape when he was elected and had to make a loan to cover expenses. More trivia. Washington died on the last hour of the last day of the last month of the last year of the 18th century. And did you know that Grover Cleveland used to answer the White House phone personally? Can't you just hear it? White House, yes, this is Grover. In 1893, Cleveland's wife, Frances, gave birth to a daughter, Esther, in the White House, the first time a president's child was born in the executive mansion. Theodore Roosevelt, who was blind in his left eye, was the first president to ride in an automobile, the first to fly in a plane, and the first to go underwater in a submarine. Warren G. Harding was the first president to drive a car. Jimmy Carter was the first U.S. president to be born in a hospital. John F. Kennedy was the first to be born in the 20th century. And Abe Lincoln was assassinated on Good Friday. For more stories, visit www.theveryfirstbook.com.